Welcome to Brood Insights, the podcast where everyday thoughts and perspectives can turn into profound revelations. I'm Joe. Grab your cup, find your favorite spot, and let's brew some insights together. Hi, welcome to another episode of Brood Insight. I'm your host, Joe. And today we're diving into a topic that many of you may have wondered about. Are you looking for a coach, a counselor, or perhaps a life mentor? This episode and topic was inspired from a conversation I had recently with a beautiful person who used to work for me a long time ago and with me. I am very fortunate to have still contact with some of those wonderful people that I've worked with in the past. Anyways, she reached out and was interested in coaching and or perhaps even looking into becoming someone that would help people and coach herself. And she wanted some insight, and she probably wanted to just share some of her current obstacles and successes. And it made me think. The conversation and a few things that were said on the topic of coaching and why I got into coaching and how I got into coaching and my whole life of being sort of a Dear Abby kind of coach person. And she had said to me, and she's one of many people who have said to me that I was a mentor in the past for, and I find that so endearing. And I had this conversation with my husband about that because I said, I'm so honored. Like, there are no words. I never considered myself that person. I always knew people came to me and talked to me, but I never really looked at myself as mentored somebody. So it's interesting when it comes back to me, and I'm very touched, very moved, deeply moved, and very grateful to have made a difference in any way that's positive. This being said, the funny thing was the conversation that I had with my husband. I said, you know, it's funny because there's quite a few people have said that to me, and you have said that to me about strangers coming to me and mentoring strangers often unknowingly. I can't say that about someone in my past. I know a couple bosses who gave me really good advice. Would I call them mentors? I guess small. Yeah, in small ways. Pockets where they said something to me that was profound and made a difference in a particular time in my life. Yeah, they mentored me. They gave me some insight, a perspective. So food for thought. I've been spinning that around, and I sat down this morning and started pondering some ideas and some thoughts and thought, hey, you know, I didn't want to be called a life coach in the past when I was working. And because, you know, everybody that is under the umbrella of life coach typically is teaching professional stuff and some other life things, but they're not really life coaching. I mean, what is life coaching? Really. And the title should be used for coaching about life. All aspects, but you should specialize perhaps in some areas and not touch other areas if you want to use that as a large umbrella. So what's a better thing? I think life mentor, mind mentor, I used to call myself because I could help move the perspective of the mind to be more supportive and open. So getting back to the question, are you looking for a coach, a counselor, a life mentor? I think a lot of people in general, when they find themselves in crossroads or difficult times, they're looking for a mentor, someone that has sage advice. And it's not even sage necessarily, but it can really feel like sage advice. Someone that's been through things, been through life, has a perspective, has stories to share, and is able to sit and actually listen. Just listen and really hear what's going on, and perhaps ask a couple questions back to feed your mind to go in the correct direction for you. Let's break this down some more. Let's expand on this and listen and jot your thoughts down. In the event that you have something to share that pops up, because that's what this is all about. Thoughts, perspectives, and insights. Ideas. We all have moments in life where we feel a little lost, overwhelmed, or simply unsure about what's next. Maybe you're navigating a big life transition, dealing with emotional challenges, or looking to make a big change. And in those moments, having the right kind of guidance can make all the difference. But here's the question. Who do you turn to? A coach, a counselor, or a life mentor? Each of these roles has its own unique approach, but today I really want to focus on the idea of life mentor, because if you ask me, this role often offers something truly special, something beyond just advice or a roadmap. A life mentor is someone who's been through the highs and lows of life and can offer you wisdom from experience. They aren't necessarily here to give you the answers, but to guide you as you find your own path. What makes a life mentor different from a coach or a counselor? Well, unlike a coach, who might focus on achieving specific goals in a set time frame, or a counselor, who could help you work through deeper emotional issues, a life mentor works alongside you as you navigate life as a whole. They're like your companion on your journey, a person who provides not just advice, but a perspective shaped by their own experiences. Sometimes, for some people, this is more comfortable and a safer experience, less clinical. I think what holds a lot of people back from actually reaching out is the fear of the expectations and judgments. So let's talk about why you might be looking for a life mentor. One, clarity and direction. Sometimes we just need someone who can help us see the bigger picture, or someone who can guide us through the fog and help us clarify our priorities. A life mentor helps you align with your true self, encouraging growth at a pace that feels natural for you. This is very true. This was a lot of how I worked. It was more about the person that was sitting in front of me and what helped them feel comfortable and opened their minds and hearts towards where they needed to be and or see. Yeah, sometimes they can help you clarify what actually is wrong when you think it's one thing and in truth it's actually something somewhat different or entirely different. Two, emotional support. Life mentors often become that person who not only understands your journey, but truly listens. They offer a non-judgmental ear, helping you process your feelings and reflect on your decisions with greater insight. And I think in some ways, you experience feeling their heart caring about your well-being and your happiness and your journey. And I think that makes a lot of difference. That's why I think sometimes it's a life mentor you're looking for. Three, long-term guidance. The beauty of having a life mentor is the ongoing relationship. They're not there just for a single issue. They're with you through the seasons of life, helping you navigate change, grow through challenges, and stay grounded in your values. We all get lost a little bit sometimes when we're overwhelmed, tired, burnt out, or have perhaps just gone through something kind of profound. So what's right for you? Are you looking for a coach who can help you set and achieve goals quickly? Maybe you need a counselor to help you dive deeper into emotional healing. But if what you're seeking is someone to walk alongside you in a more holistic way, someone who offers wisdom and a long-term relationship, then perhaps it's a life mentor you're after. Even if it's just short-term, that's okay too. Maybe you've already played the role of a mentor in someone's life without even realizing it. Life teaches us all in different ways, and when we share our stories, we become mentors to others just by offering our own experiences. I need to talk about that a little bit more because this is something that really, really can happen in friendships, new friendships, and definitely in a work environment where we become kind of friendly with our coworkers and or not sometimes. Perhaps if we're open to either taking some mentoring and or also giving some mentoring where we see it necessary. Example, I hear this a lot. There's always someone inside of an organization in a group of people that is perhaps feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, burnt out, pissed off, overworked more than others. Is it true? Probably not. But typically it's not. Everyone's feeling their own level of, I've got a huge amount on my plate. And that's not only in work, it's in life. Combine it all together, it can be very overwhelming when we do not take the time to actually step back and view it. Do something about it proactively, professionally, personally, if necessary. And sometimes those people that are kind of blowing up here and there need someone to sit down with them and say, I think you should sit down and take a breath or two and realize you're not the only one in this environment that is overwhelmed, but you're acting like you're the only one who's overwhelmed and you're kind of pissing people off. And I don't think that's what you want. And maybe you're feeling that you're pissing people off and they're starting to resist you and you're not feeling supported. And it's because all you do is whine about it. I don't want to hurt you, but hey, you need to see that's not how you're going to get help. Mentoring can come in simple moments like that of just taking the time, an extra 5 minutes or two to just say, look, dude, chill out. Are you sure? Is that really true? Is it? Sometimes that question is very profound. Are you sure that's really true? I've had the honor of guiding many individuals through their own unique life paths, helping them find clarity, emotional balance, and most importantly, a sense of connection to their true selves. I created the mindset space to expand on that and allow something new to grow and foster, and for people to come and interact that can actually access me the same way that my clients have had over the years. And I had stepped back from working with clients for a little while after the journey that I went through that was very personal. I intend to engage in that again, but from a very different perspective and perhaps very focused on only a few at a time or a few in a year. So keep listening and you'll find out when I come back into that if you need to access someone like me. But the mindset space is also created for people like yourselves who just want to be better people and want to be around better people and want to listen to stories and insights that give them something to think about or a different perspective or feel better. And perhaps you are a mini mentor and you can form your own little group if you like and have some people that you're sharing personal insights and information and just friendship. Pop on over there. Check it out. It's new. It's small. Perhaps we'll get large. It doesn't matter. It's all about just making a difference in a positive way. And at this time, I'm a little bit focused on my Zen 4 little ones. So this was short and sweet, but hey, I just wanted to share a different perspective, open a new view of topic, whether you're in need of a mentor or perhaps just seeking inspiration to find the mentor within yourself. Remember, you don't have to walk this path alone. A life mentor isn't just someone you seek out. There's someone who sees you, listens, and walks alongside you in this beautiful, unpredictable journey of life. Of course, if you're feeling you need support, whether from a coach, counselor, or life mentor, I encourage you to take that step. Reflect on where you are and what you need, and remember mentorship is not a one-way street. Perhaps you have wisdom to offer as well. Thank you for tuning in to Bruised Insight. I'm Joe Harris. Don't forget to subscribe. If you enjoyed this episode and have some thoughts, questions, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd love to hear from you. Pop on over to my blog at joeharris.blog. Share your insights or ask any questions you might have. And perhaps you'll be a mentor too.
That's it for now. See you soon.